Yeah, NBA Australia, how you gone? Welcome to NBA Australia. It's Wednesday, March 28. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull, and whoever else wants to give me money. And I'm here in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York, making sure you know who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today. Just while repping Australia, mate. And all right, we're wrapping all the games from last night. There's a bit of news, some fun stuff going on. Plus, there's all the usual dumbassery.
Yeah, nah.
Better than Lonzo Ball, the unpopular opinion of the day. And as we do every day here on NBA Australia, we check in on all of the Australian NBA players just to see how they're going, mate. We've also got our new segment, Outback Takehouse. Get some shrimp on your take. It's Outback Takehouse. Also, a blooming onion. Plus, it's Wednesday, so we have our Mark Brecky Sweaty White Guy of the Week and a great moment in NBA Australia stat history. It also means we finish up with what you all have come to know and love as Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter, and it's awesome. All right, it's NBA Australia. It's Wednesday. Let's go!
It's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Manny Dally Vadova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
You better. You really should. Oh man, how bad was NBA players only last night with Shaq? He was very funny doing the LeBron voice, but the rest of it, it's just like basically them all laughing at each other. And then throwing to, like, Karen Butler, asking really stilted questions. Whatever. Anyway, it's the Daily Whip Around. Let's do this. So, we got a bit of Australian news yesterday in the NBA with Andrew Bogut letting people know that he's not going to sign with anyone this year, staying in Australia to be with the missus as they're dealing with a high-risk pregnancy. And, of course, sadly, his grandfather just passed away as well, which is why he was back in the first place. But, you know, hey, this is what you got to do. Good job, Bogut. What you got to do is look after your family. So, well played, big fella. Hashtag on ya. So, let's get to the games from last night. Tuesday night, we had 8 games. A couple of really, really fun ones as well. Out of nowhere. Like, it was a kind of like a weird night. And then it's like, oh, shit. Like, half of these are super close and it's super, super duper fun. Yeah, get it. So, let's talk about them. First off, the Spurs. They lose in Washington to the Wizards, 116-106. And damn, Spurs, you just won this one, 98-90. And the big news in this, LaMarcus Aldridge goes out with a left knee injury. And look, he left the locker room before the media were allowed in last night, walked to the team bus with a slight limp. So you can't imagine that it's a huge thing if he's not being rushed off to hospital. So hopefully LaMarcus is fine. But still, it's not something the Spurs really want to be dealing with, right? It's like, oh, we've got one really good NBA player because Kawhi's been out all year, like freaking out and doing weird stuff. And now LaMarcus is like, oh, guys, my knee hurts. It's like, ah, oh, Jesus. So how's that Spurs run of 20 years of 50 wins coming to an end? It's going to happen. It's all over. So anyway, Patty Mills leads the way in this one with 11 points, 3 rebounds, and 6 assists. And, yeah, 10 for Big Pau Gasol. El Spenado there off the bench. But, yeah, rest of the Spurs, a bit of a shit show. The Wizards, same thing kind of went for them, but they just had more of a good shit show. And it was really handy. They had 60 points from the Wizards bench. That'll do it, mate. Because Brad Beal, he had a shit one. 7 points, 6 assists. Rest of the starters didn't do too much either. You had Keith Morris over there with 15, 14 points for Octo. I like to get Blotto. Porter, the bench, as mentioned. Jody Meeks, 13. Ramon Sessions, 13. Kelly Oubre Jr., 12. Not bloody bad. Good job, Wiz. They really needed that as well because they had lost 3 straight. And this went, dude, they really needed it because they were within falling distance of getting into the 7-8 range. And that's not really what you want to do with the Wiz. But at the same time, you're in 6. It's still not good. And the Wiz now, they're kind of all on a little bit of an island. They're 2.5 games back from Indiana and 1.5 up on the Heat. So tough one. Tough one. But anyway, Wiz. Had to do it, had to win. The Spurs, they're currently 43-32 and in 6th as well. I love it. So, moving on, the Nugs, they lose to the Raptors in Toronto. The Nugs are another team that needed to win this and didn't. And now they are plummeting. They're 2 games back. They lose to the Raps. Raps just sort of went, I guess we should win this one, huh? And they did. This is amazing. Joker, he had 29 points, 16 rebounds, 8 assists. Unreal. Millsap got dunked on again, though, after he got, what happened to him? He got straight killed.
He got straight killed.
By LeBron, then got...
He got straight killed.
By Jakob Poeltl last night. Amazing. Millsap, what are you doing, man? I mean, I appreciate, like, the overall, like, attempts at trying to block stuff, but sometimes, man, you just got to get out the road, make a business decision. To be fair, he is getting paid $30 million a year for the next 2 years, so, business is good. Jam and Jamal, he had 15 points on 18 shots as well. The Nugs, man, they need Gary Harris, the Dartsman, back ASAP, mate. The Raps, they had 11-8 from Big Booty Cal Lowry, 15-8 from DeMar DeRozan, kid, 15-7 for My Name Is Jonas. He was carrying the Whales, 15-7 for Big Jonas. Fred Van Vliet of the Crushing Van Vliet's, 15 on 15 points, not bloody bad. 3 or 4 shooting from 3, and 12 and 8 from the aforementioned Jakob Poeltl in between, crushing Paul Millsap like a bug. So the Raps, man, they're just killing it in the one spot. And as mentioned, leaves the Nugs reeling. They're in 10th now with the Clippers winning last night. The Nugs have lost 2 straight. Not good, mate. Not good. And yeah, 2 games back of the Wolves in 8th. So I don't see the Nugs making the playoffs there, bro. But how was the big game last night? The Heat beating the Cavs 98-79. LeBron versus Wade. Amazingly, this is the Cavs' 14th straight loss in Miami. What the hell is that about? Jesus. So LeBron versus Wade. Amazingly enough, D-Wade's calf was healed enough to play in this, and he blocked the shit out of LeBron twice, which is amazing. The Cavs only scored 34 points in the first half. LeBron finished with 18-6-7, but with 6 turnovers as well. Rodney Hood is the only one who does anything else in this bloody game. 15 points off the bench for Rod. Jesus, mate. The Cavs shoot 36% from the field. 4 of 26. That's a season low from 3. 4 of 26, mate. That's 15%. It's like they all suddenly turned into Lonzo Ball. The Heat, as mentioned, D-Wade blocked the shit out of LeBron. Banana boat emergency. Bragging rights forever. I love this so much. Seriously, it's like being way older than your mate, crushing him, and then instantly just retiring to talk shit forever. Like, you know the D-Wade's going to be like, they're going to be sitting around fucking swilling, like, red wine like fucking morons. Like, hey, LeBron. And he'll be like, what? You're like, remember I fucking blocked the shit out of you? And he's like, God damn, you bring this up every 5 fucking minutes, Dwayne. Anyway, I love it. Good stuff. Good job, Dwayne Wade. It was a fun-ass game. Thing is, he only had 12 points on 11 shots. But boy, made an impact. The Heat. Kelly Olynyk leads the way with 19. He goes 7 of 9 from the field. We're going to talk about him later. 15 each for James Bloodsport Johnson. Fuck yeah. Also kickboxed his way to 8, 9 rebounds and 5 assists. And Josh Richardson also had 15. Goran the Flog. Yes, your all-star Goran Dragic had 10 points, 5 assists. Flog, what, Flog? The Heat, meanwhile, that means they move back up into 7th because they've got the... 1 win up on the Milwaukee Bucks. So basically, they're sitting there looking down the barrel of Boston going, yes, yes, give us Boston. Oh, good job, Heat. Keep crushing it. Moving on, the Bulls and Rockets. Oh, Jesus, this was a bit of a joke. 118-86, the Rockets win. Nice walkover, really. 22 points for Lowry. That's a girl's name, Markkanen. 10 and 12 for Noah Tankapalooza mascot Vonleh. On you, Noah Vonleh. I like that he's a Tankapalooza mascot as well. It's like the Bulls are, hey, how can we lose as many games possible? Huh, we'll roll out Noah Vonleh. He'll be our starting power forward. Good stuff. 11-8 for fighting Bobby Portis. Fighting around the world. Campaign. He had 2 points. Classic campaign. 1 of 7. 0 of 5 from 3. 8 rebounds. 3 assists. And it was a minus, how's this? A minus 38. Jesus! Unbelievable. Love this. So the Rockets, Harden took the night off. What do you reckon? Does that mean we can give the MVP to Anthony Davis? Anthony Davis doesn't take any nights off. Anyway, good on you, James Harden. Needed a bit of a snooze. I've just had a bit of a sleep in, bro. 21 for Trevor Ariza. Eric Gordon filling in for James Harden at 31. That's how you fill in for James Harden. You fucking light it up. Chris Paul had 13 points, 10 assists, and 4 steals as well. He's still a prick, but good on him. Moving on, Blazers beat the Pelicans 107-103 in New Orleans. And holy shit, the last 25 seconds of this were bananas. The Blazers are up 4. AD scores. They pass, like the Blazers pass out full court. Giroux just misses the steal. off Pat Connaughton. Connaughton gathers the ball, goes up for the dunk. Giroux somehow gets back in and fucking blocks the dunk, sends it back the other way, and then Etuan Moore misses a three. They get the rebound again, though. Then Etuan Moore misses another fucking three to basically put them ahead. Oh, Etuan, what are you doing, mate? The Blazers get the rebound, get fouled, and it's all over. But this was absolutely bananas and very fun. I love a good fucking crazy ending. So Anthony Davis ends up with 36 points, 14 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and 6 fucking blocks. Can you believe that? 6 fucking blocks, man. What are you doing, Anthony Davis? Jesus, 36, 14, 6, and 4 to go with 2 steals. What a line. Anyway, Jrue Holiday, he had a triple-double as well. 21 points, 11 rebounds, 11 assists. Nikola Mirotic had a shit one. And Etuan Moore as well, man. 11 on 12 shots, not great. They went 4 of 24 from 3 for the Pels. Anthony Davis, he can't do it alone, even with Jrue Holiday getting a triple-double. Someone else has got to do something beyond those two. Come on, mate. The Blazers, though. Oh, the big story here. Dame Dollar. Shit, yeah. 41 points, 9 rebounds, 6 is 20 points in the fourth. We're going to talk about him at length in a second. Don't worry. Nurkic, the Bosnian Bear, 21 and 10. Blazers, man, just crushed it. Fourth quarter, just stormed over the top of him. CJ McCollum had a shit one. 7 points on 19 shots, mate. 3 of 19 he shot. Jesus. 14 total bench points for the Blazers as well, but they still fucking won. There's one reason. Dame. Nice one. Mavs, they beat the Kings. Tankapalooza matchup, but interestingly enough, the protests again against police violence stopped fans from getting in to the Sacramento Arena, same as on Sunday. They had about 4,000 in the arena last night. They had 2,000 on the weekend. This is good, though. Like, fuck. We're concentrating on it because you know what? Police shouldn't be able to shoot people 20 times when they've got a cell phone in their hand. I don't care what they did. Police shouldn't be out there shooting somebody who's not armed 20 fucking times. So good job, people of Sacramento, for your protesting police violence. It's fucking crazy, man. Stephen Clark should be alive, and he's not. And we should be allowed to protest that. And good on Sacramento for not really freaking out about it and going, look, hey, man, we're just not going to we're just going to lock the doors and just play the game without the protest inside, and they can protest. That's fine. It's good. So well done, Sacramento. Good job, protesters. Good job all around. The actual game, Harrison Barnes, 20 points, 6 assists. That's a career high. 5 rebounds as well. Dennis Smith Jr., 19 points, 6 assists. Dirk Nowitzki only had 5 on 2 of 9 shooting, went 1 of 7 for 3. Jeez, we'll talk about him later. Skal Labissiere for the Kings, 19 points, 8 rebounds. De'Aaron Fox had a rough one, 5 on 10 shots, 6 assists though. And then buddy Steph Curry healed, had 14-2. Good job. But Tankapalooza, love a good Tankapalooza matchup. The Mavs are just like, oh, we really don't want to win this. And the Kings like, dude, we want to win this even less, son. So the lineups, there's like no JJ Barea. There's like no Dwight Powell. It's just fucking all over the shop. Anyway, moving on. The Pacers beat the Warriors. As mentioned yesterday, it's like we called this considering the Pacers were playing the fucking Golden State G League. Jesus, Cyril, the starting lineup for your Golden State G Leaguers. Zaza Pachulia, Jordan Bell, Quinn Cook, Nick Young, and Pat McCaw. Livingston Iggy and David West off the bench, but still. This is interesting, isn't it? Like, Iguodala, isn't he the reason you got him coming off the bench? That so when the other guys are out, he can just go out and go, all right, fuck it. I'll just score like 28 today. Iggy, bit past it. Can't do it. Swaggy P, though, should have had 50. Instead, he had 12 on 11 shots. Classic Swaggy P. Thing is, that led the Warriors. When do you reckon the last time was that the Warriors were led by someone scoring 12 points? That's got to be Mark Jackson territory. For the Pacers, Victor Oladipo, 24 points, 9 and 12 from the field. Can you be more efficient? I mean, to be fair, he's playing against the Wangaraita mixed under eights, but still. 17 each for Thad Young and Bojan Bogdanovic. Bit disappointed in Miles Turner in this one. He's being checked by Zaza, Jordan Bell, and JaVale McGee. Only ended up with 5 and 3 in 30 minutes. What's going on, Miles? The Souvlaki King, though, Domantas Sabonis was back. Love this. Good on you, Domantas. And so with the Cavs loss, this tightens everything all the way up in the middle of the East. The Pacers are only a half game back from the third spot. And the Sixers, basically a half game. No, yeah, they're both a half game back. The thing is, the Pacers have got one more win with one more loss than the Sixers. And the Sixers are just breathing down the Cavs' necks. Good. Love it. And then the final game of the night, Bucks at Clips. Clips win 105-98 in a very fun game. This was fucking bananas. It was like 30 all in halfway through the first quarter. Milos Teodosic couldn't miss to start the game. This was unbelievable. He also hit DeAndre for one of the most amazing no-look passes you'll ever see behind the head. Whips it over there between two dudes. DeAndre dunks. And then Milos, he hit four straight threes. It was unreal. The Serbian Durry puncher was going bonkers. And then he went out in the second quarter after coming down his left side a bit funny. They reckon it's plantar fasciitis. It's like, what the fuck? It also completely discombobulated the Clippers for basically a quarter and a half. And then they put it all the way back. They put in Boban in the third quarter and he smashed it down and they went, oh, wait, we can win this. And then they did. Unbelievable. So for the Bucks, Giannis, look, it's weird how he's now hit like this LeBron territory, isn't it? Like we're like, oh, cool. Giannis had 26 points, went 10 of 16. He had 9 rebounds, 7 assists, 5 blocks. What the fuck is that? That is unbelievable. 26-9-7 with 5 blocks. And they lost. Jesus, Bucks. Chris Middleton, he had 22-7-3. Eric Bledsoe had 14. Ugh. Couldn't get a revenge game out of Bledsoe. And how quickly is the shine going to fucking the Brandon Jennings experience, huh? 12 minutes, 0 points, 0 of 2 from the field. 0-0-0-0-0-0-1 foul. That was his line. Unbelievable. Jabari Parker had a shit one, too. 2 points on Alonzo-esque 1 of 12 shooting. 1 of 12. How do you do that? Like, 1 of 10. Better shoot it again. Unbelievable. In 19 minutes, that's 12 shots. Going 1 of 12 in 19 minutes is fucking pretty brutal. But really, man, how surprised should we be that a team starting Jet Terry in 2018 is losing the Clippers? Not very. The Clips, all good all round. 19 from Tobias Nevenude Harris. A huge 12 points and 16 rebounds from DeAndre Jordan. 13 each for Austin, the most punchable face in the world. Rivers and Milos, the Serbian Durry puncher, Teodosic, before he went out. Unbelievable. I love watching Milos go fucking bananas. 39 points from the bench, including 16 from Sweeloo Williams. He had a dunk. Can't fake the funk in a nasty dunk like that. And Boban. Boban Marjanovic is out there scaring villagers and also scoring 4 points. Pretty good. Clips. Unbelievable. They shot 53.6% from 3. 15-28. So they moved to 1.5 games back from the Timberwolves in 8th spot in the West. Not bloody bad. And the Bucks, as mentioned, they slipped to 8th. Staring down the barrel at a Raptors-Milwaukee series, which would be kind of fun, actually. So, Milwaukee, just stick there. You're fine. That's good. It's just a bit weird, a bit disappointing. All right, let's get on to the NBA Australia Approved Performance of the Night. Who do you reckon this one's going to be?
That's a knife.
Damian Lillard, that's a knife. He just whipped out that big old damn dick and just went, hey, man, 41 points, fuck you, 18 on 33 shots he makes. Goes 3 of 9 from 3. Has 9 rebounds, 4 assists. No, 6 assists, 4 steals. Unbelievable. The best part was the 20 fucking points in the fourth quarter, mate. And then to top that off, after the game, he had a message on his phone waiting for him saying, get home. Because his girl's in labor. So all he said was, man, I'm excited. I've been waiting for this. So he's going to miss the next game. How's that, man? You score 41 points and then you find out after the game your girl's gone into labor, so you have to jump on a private jet, fly back over while she's giving birth. It's pretty great. On your Dame. Hope the kid comes out awesome and just as good as you, mate. That's an awesome, awesome night for Dame Dollar. 41 points and a kid on the way. Lovely. All right, who's old mate, no mate today? What do you reckon?
Old mate, no mate.
Look, it's hard to go, you know, beyond some of the shitty performances like Jabari Parker with his 1 of 12 and just some other shocking ones all the way around. Like Mace, basically most of the Warriors. Dirk had a pretty shit one. I mean, the Pelicans shooting 4 of 24 from 3. The rest of the fucking Cavs beyond LeBron as well shooting absolutely horrible. I don't know. It's hard, but there's a lot of good ones. So how about just this interesting little one right there? Jamal Crawford last night, the other day after the Wolves loss. He is now the NBA's all-time biggest loser. Yeah, so that like, Everybody loves Jamal Crawford, so he's not really old mate, no mates, but that many losses, 665 career losses, is pretty fucking remarkable. Losses means you got no mates, also means you're playing a bunch of shit teams. Poor Jamal Crawford. But still, old mate, no mates, Jamal Crawford's losses. There we go. What do you reckon? 665 career losses. All-time leader, where does that go?
This is going straight to the pool room.
That's it. 665 career L's. It's only going to get worse as well, Jamal. All right, let's get to Tankapalooza 2018, the update. Here come the tanks. They're rolling in. Oh, geez. Not much in the way of changes last night. Memphis and Phoenix still top it. So Phoenix are in the pole position of the NBA draft, 19 and 56. Memphis are 20 and 54 in second. Third are Atlanta, 21-53. Fourth, Orlando by themselves after Dallas's win last night. So Orlando are 22 and 51. Dallas won last night, so they're 23 and 51, tied with Brooklyn. So in seventh, Sacramento, 24 and 51, despite losing as hard as they possibly can to everybody. It's going to be hard. They're going to have to, like, tank and just not... They're going to have to, like, lose out, basically, and hope that Orlando screws up. Dallas wins one or two more, and Brooklyn get a couple of sneaky wins at the end. So, for Sacramento to jump back up. Because this would be a disaster if they end up in seventh. They're this bad, and they end up in seventh? Fucking hell. Chicago, they're eighth. They're 24 and 50. And the Knicks, 27-48. And talking about what coach they're going to have next year whilst they've still got a coach. Not great. All right, who is better than Lonzo Ball?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you'll get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average.
Coming for everybody. LiAngelo Ball apparently is coming for everybody. Putting up 72 points in the first big baller league game. The best one I saw was like, that's like Grimace putting up 72 in the McDonald's All-American game. Ah, love it. Donovan Mitchell just needs to hit 17 threes over his final eight games to pass Damian Lillard for the most threes made by a rookie in NBA history. Meanwhile, Lonzo Ball is 9 of 55 in his last nine games. Ah, fuck you. Amazing. So actual performances last night, though. Lowry, that's a girl's name, Markkanen. As mentioned, 22 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. Dennis Smith Jr., 19 points, 6 assists on 6 of 12 shooting and 3 of 6 from 3. 3 of 6 from 3. Lonzo would fucking give his right nut for that at the moment. Good job. Lonzo didn't play. They've got a game tonight. So, you know, we'll actually have some comparisons later in the week. So, are you ready for a bit of... It's Wednesday. What do we do on Wednesdays? It's a new addition to the Mark Bradkey Memorial Sweaty White Guy of the Week. And this was a reminder last night. The big fucking dumb spade-bearded Canuck moron. The guy rips out fucking dude's arms from their sockets. Kelly, that's a girl's name, Olenek. Oh, you sweaty lumberjack-looking motherfucker. Damn, he gets sweaty. Considering he's only had one, like, he only plays one big game a month versus, like, how often he injures other players, which is, like, 4 or 5 times a month. It's pretty much, like, down to how much he sweats, I'd say. Like, it's probably another factor how often he injures other blokes, right? Like, all that sweat everywhere. They're all slipping around or trying to avoid all that sweat. And you know that he smells like fucking bear shit in the woods or something. He's got like this weird musky Canadian. Ah, that stupid fucking beard. I mean, I can't talk. I got my big old beard at the moment, but fucking hell, Kelly Olynyk. You look like a giant lumbering moron. And boy, do you sweat. And look, you're in Miami, fish. So I'm not surprised you'd be sweating. Hell, I'd be sweating in Miami. But there you go. That's the addition to the Mark Bradkey Memorial Sweaty Guy White Guy of the Week, Kelly Olynyk. All right, we're going to be back with Yeah Nahs right after these words.
This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Straya.
All right, we're back. NBA Straya, Yeah Nahs. That's right. We take 3 NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Let's do it. All right. Let's smash through them. Should Dirk Nowitzki come back next year? Yeah, nah. Yes, of course. More Dirk is awesome. I don't want to give it up. I love him. He's amazing. He's so much fun to watch, even though he's really old. He can just keep shooting until he wants to fucking retire. I don't care. Amazing. And the point was that he's like, hey, man, I think I might come back next year. I was like, fuck yes, do it, Dirk. Number 2, do Kemba Walker's comments of I'm tired of missing the playoffs mean he's gone this summer? Yeah, nah. Yeah, if he's got any fucking sense, mate. Get the fuck out of there, Kemba. He said, the Charlotte Observer, at this point, I want to win. I want to be in the playoffs. I'm tired of not being in the playoffs. I hate watching them on TV. I've always felt like I'm a winning player, like I deserved it to be in the playoffs, to be battling. That's what it will all be about in the future. Yeah, I don't see that happening in fucking Charlotte, mate. Jesus. Unless Frenchie Batum, like, fucking plays into another contract year, which is not going to happen for another 4 years. Fucking hell. Jesus. Number three, would it be the funniest thing ever if the Knicks hired Mark Jackson as coach? Yeah, nah. Yeah. He's a fucking flog and a half, isn't he? There's an idea that the Knicks are going to fire Jeff Hornacek and target Doc Rivers or Mark Jackson. And neither of those are smart, right? Yeah, nah. Jackson's a flog. Doc Rivers hates young guys. What have you got on the Knicks? A bunch of fucking young guys. So I can't imagine that would go great. Just do what Boston did and poach the best young college coach. Like, go get Jay Wright from Villanova and be done with it. Or go hire fucking David Fizdale. Take that for data. That'd be amazing. Give me some Fizdale. I reckon it'd be great. And then bonus one. Yeah, nah. Should the Lakers draft LiAngelo Ball? Yeah, nah. Yes, of fucking course. We need it all. Ball in the family. Lakers. Just make it the fucking big baller brand Lakers. I love this shit. So LiAngelo Ball declared for the draft and everybody's like, yeah, okay, cool. But you're shit. I love it. All right, it's time for the unpopular opinion of the day. Look at me. I think more players should be as straightforward and as honest as Andrew Bogut. His statement literally written on the notes app on his phone. That he released, he's like, hey man, look, I'm in Australia, I'm not gonna sign with anybody, I gotta spend time with my wife, we're dealing with a high-risk pregnancy, also my grandpa died, I'm just gonna hang out with my family. Like, what's the fucking downside to this? Like, why would people not be just as straightforward as this all the fucking time? Like, he explained that he's being there for his wife and his grandpa passed away, and everyone's like, yep, sure, that's 100% what everyone should do. Fuck. So for every athlete who doesn't fucking come forward, like, all the conjecture can be dispelled real fucking quick with some honesty like this, right? Like you don't think everyone would be chill with Kawhi literally just coming out and saying, yep, hey, my leg's still a bit fucked. I don't trust it and I don't want to ruin my career. That's literally all he needs to say, right? And everyone would be like, all right, sure. That seems fair enough. Yeah, fair enough. Right? Fuck. Come on. I don't know if this is unpopular or whatever, but I just wish people would just be like, all right, this is what we're going to do. And look, for my straightforwardness as well, we're going to have to skip a show tomorrow, which is... a god fucking damn shame because my grandpa went into hospital overnight and I have to fly back to Australia, which is fucked. It sucks, but that's what's going to happen. I'm being as straightforward as I can be. And everybody, you know, should fucking be as well. It's not hard. It's not difficult. All right, Outback Takehouse. You ready for this? You want some shrimp on your takes? It's Outback Takehouse. Here's a blooming onion. What the fuck is that? Dirk should never retire. The Mavs should actually... play him and pay him until he takes over from Rick Carlisle's coach. Dirk should never leave the Mavs. That's not that much of a hot take. The actual next hot take, though, in the Outback Takehouse, some more shrimp on that take. Kawhi should come back as soon as possible and stop being a fucking pussy or tell us what's going wrong with his fucking leg. Come on, Kawhi. Man up, bro. Man up. All right, let's get to the Australian Player Watch right after these words.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Street, eh? Cheer, Brew.
Right. NBA Australia, we back. The Australian Player Watch. Love it. Ben Simmons, still out there with 10 triple doubles, mate. Crushing it. Look, they got a nice little comfy schedule as well coming up. So he's got a day off today and tomorrow. So Big Simmons, you know what he's doing. Trolling Instagram. Patty Mills lost to the Wiz last night. Patty led the way for the Spurs, though. 11 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists. Goes 4 of 7 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3, which is pretty good. He needed it too. 20 of 64 over his last 12 games from 3. Not bloody bad, Patty. Not bloody bad. You know, just out there crushing it. 20 of 64, you know, over his last 12. Not bad. Jingling Joe Ingles and Dante didn't play last night. Delly, no timetable still in his return. Thon McCurr. No Thon song last night against the Clippers. Had a slight groin strain in practice. though he sat out. Hopefully he returns. Quicker sticks, mate. Aaron Baines, no game last night. Andrew Bogut, as mentioned, no team, and that's him done for the year. Back in Oz at the fucking, you know, at the coal side with the family. I love it. Good on you, Bogey. Mango Mathiang, look, just waiting to see if he gets called back up by the Charlotte Hornets. Hanging out now. We'll let you know if we hear anything on Mango. And the final part in Kyrie, yep, still hurt. What are you going to do? All right, so it's Wednesday. What else do we do on Wednesdays? It's time for great moments in NBA Straya stat history. Oh, we love this one, don't we?
Great moments in NBA Straya stat history.
Oh, yeah. So we go back to Big Lucian. Nice one. Big Lucian Longley, 1999. So he wrote about this one on NBA Straya. Never forget the other day, Big Lucian Longley. So after having led MJ, Scottie Pippen, and the Chicago Bulls to three straight NBA titles, Luke went down to Arizona to get some of that hot, dry air for those ailing knees of his. And this was the last best game he ever played, 1999. He put up 21-10 against Patrick Ewing and Marcus Camby, two of the best defensive big men of the 90s. And Lucian went fucking hammering tongs in those pricks. Unreal, Lucian. Un-bloody real. So there you go. He goes 10 of 21. Yeah, not great, but puts up a 21 and 10. You're a fucking legend, Lucian. A fucking legend. Also had two steals. Absolutely crushed it. And one block. So Lucian, Luke Longley, you're a fucking superstar. Good job, mate. That is a great moment in NBA Australia stat history. I also just love Luke Longley in the Phoenix jersey. It looks awesome because, I mean, at the same time, those 90s Phoenix jerseys were probably top five jerseys all time. So you put fucking anybody in them, look awesome. But put a big fucking giant Aussie in them, looks even better. Love it. All right, we'll be back right after this with the game previews and the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
All right, we're back. Fuck yeah. The Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board. Yep, Patty hasn't said anything, basically. So we're going to have to... look, we might have to find someone more inspiring on the old Twitter. What do you reckon? Mango Mathiang, how's that? Mango's out there. Today's going to be a good day. That's pretty fucking inspiring. On your Mango. Mango Mathiang. Inspiration Board. What do you reckon? Today is going to be a good day. Thing is, he's got to do something that like that every day. I like it. All right, let's get to the game previews then, shall we? For Wednesday, we've got eight games tonight. It is the game previews for Wednesday. Game previews. Game previews. What do you think, Inadvertent Bane? Nets versus Magic.
I believe the Magic are horrible, but they still might beat the Nets because the Nets are horribly shit.
Yeah, it's a good point. Nets at Magic, though. Magic got nothing to play for. They'll be tanking. I reckon the Nets sneak this one out. The Magic definitely actually need to stay underneath the Nets. So this is the old worth two loss for the Magic because it gives the Nets a win, bumps them off ahead of them, and keeps the Magic on the very lower end of the win streak. Like, seriously, they're 22. They win this. They'd end up basically tied with the Nets, and you don't want to be on the tie. So just lose. So give me the Nets. Cavs at Hornets. Cavs on a back-to-back. Kemba Walker. Jesus. He looked good in a Cavs uniform, wouldn't he, right now? He's not feeling it. Not feeling it all. Give me the Cavs. I think they bounce back from that Miami loss. Even though Dwight Howard might fucking have 30 more rebounds in this one. I think the Cavs win it. Knicks at Sixers. Oh, the Sixers. Big Dick Benny Simmons. Gonna crash it. Ah, I thought he wasn't playing tonight, but there you go. He is. Sixers versus Knicks. Sixers definitely need to keep winning. They could make the third seed pretty easily as well. They're only half game back, as mentioned, from the Cavs. So give me the Sixers in that. The Knicks. Trey Burke and fucking... Who's that? What do you reckon? Oh, is that Michael Beasley over there? Yeah, there's Michael Beasley. On you, Michael Beasley. Blazers at Grizzlies. Blazers. Nice one. They'll be without Dame Lillard for this one, but they're playing the Grizzlies. So they should be fine regardless. Give me the Blazers. Hawks at Wolves. Wolves in a get-right game, and they get to play the Hawks. That's handy. Wolves win that. Celtics at Jazz. This is tasty. We've got the Jingler and Dante versus Big Bainesy. Aussie on Aussie violence. I love it. Give me the Jazz. at home. I think Donovan Mitchell will fucking shred. But Donovan Mitchell versus Jason Tatum? How good is this game? I love it. Clippers at Suns. Clippers on a back-to-back, but they're playing the Suns, who are an absolute shit show. So give me the Clips. Mavs versus Lakers as well. Mavs on a back-to-back. I think the Lakers win that. The Mavs realize that they've got to tank pretty hard at this point. 23-51. Don't want to get into that Chicago-Brooklyn bracket. Got to stick in that top five. Dallas, they're going to keep losing. So that's what they're going to do. So the Lakers will win that. And you know what? That is it. That's NBA Australia for today. And now, as mentioned, we won't be able to do a show tomorrow because I'll be in the fucking air for 25 hours running back to Australia to see my grandpa who has gone into hospital and not looking great. So, you know, prayers up. Hopefully the old fella pulls through. And regardless, I'll be in Australia for the next week, but it means I won't do a show tomorrow. I'll do on Friday, hopefully. Hopefully, you know, some other shit doesn't get in the road. But I'll be back in Melbourne on Friday. There you go. It's going to be bananas. So we're going to be doing the NBA Australia Inadvertent Australian Tour 2.0 this year. Fucking hell. I'll tell you that much. Expensive going back and forth. Jesus. And so we'll be doing our run of shows. I might end up doing a weekend show this week to make up for missing out on Thursday. So keep an eye out for that. So we might just keep pushing through, do Friday, Saturday, maybe give Sunday a miss, and then get back onto the regular schedule Monday through Friday next week before I jump on a plane to come back to the US. Oh, Jesus. So there you go. NBA Australia will be in Australia. If you want to come smash some cans, let us know. We'll be around in Melbourne and hanging out. It's going to be good. So that's it. We won't be around tomorrow, but we'll be back Friday, hopefully. Fingers crossed. Nothing goes bad or anything. And the old fella keeps on keeping on. So follow us on Twitter in the meantime and Facebook. The Facebook Never Forgets is going to keep up. I'll still be all over Twitter and Facey. Don't worry about that. So in the meantime, subscribe to iTunes and Google Play if you want to help us out. You know, rating and review, tell a mate, get them on this. Fuck yes, it'd be fun as hell. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. They are the best band in Australia right now. Their single, Stop, is an absolute corker, and they play the Corner Hotel on May 19 with the Celibate Rifles, X, and the Painters and Dockers. Absolute corker of a show, that one. Extra special thanks to the Green Legends, Iowa, Fascinator, the Kits, and Ramshackle Army for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. Check them all out on Bandcamp and Facey. Remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands, and they're awesome. So, that's it from us for a couple of days. Hopefully we'll be back on Friday. Stick around for the end of this one. We've got an Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter, and it's awesome. And we will catch you hopefully on Friday. I'm gonna go spend 25 hours on a fucking plane. God damn it. All right, there you go. This is NBA Australia saying we'll catch us later, you dickheads. Later, Horza. All right, then welcome back to my new show. Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. And look, it's been going really well. And look, I would like to thank everybody for the outpouring of nice messages of thoughts and prayers for me and my family. It is very nice to be back in Australia. I get to hang out in the southeastern suburbs, mate. It is fully fucking sick as, and I'm enjoying it. It's just, you know, it's a bit of a shame that I've come back from my grandpa's funeral. Rest in peace, Millie. And he's hoping that my beautiful wife, she's awesome. So prayers up for the family. Thank you for all your thoughts. This is terrific. I love it. But at the same time, it also gives me a lot of chance to talk some shit on Twitter because I'm just sitting around fucking around. I'm not going to play in basketball this year. So how about I get on the old Twitter there, you dickheads? All right, so here we go. Oh, gee, did you see this? There's something in the news. Oh, it's cricket. So I better tweet out. Can the sports media do us all a favor? We will give you tomorrow, Monday, and maybe even Tuesday, max, to rant and rave all day about the cricket cheating debacle. Then simmer it down. I don't want to hear about this shit for the next 3 months. Plenty of positive stories around. There we go. That's a good one, Bogey. Gets out a very nice sentiment. I'm just sick of like people bashing. This is like Deflategate, mate. I don't want to fucking hear about it, you know. Come on. Okay, so this... Devon Stringer, he writes back. He says, investigation will take longer. Players being sacked and sent home will be a story. It's going to hover for a fair bit. That's a good point. That's fair. But don't need to know daily happenings outside of hearings and suspension slash verdicts, like what they eat for lunch and blah, blah, blah. No. Yeah, it's fucking simple, mate. Oh, this other Jim Browning says, oh, what are you doing? They cheated. What do you expect us to do? We are just doing our jobs. Look, come on, fucking read my tweets, you dickhead. Pretty self-explanatory. Read my last few tweets, Jen. Report facts, i.e. players being sent home, suspensions, fines, etc. Don't report speculation and rumor. Has it for days on end. I fucking hate that shit. Oh, and this dickhead, Stephen Quartermain. Oh, you fucking dickhead. He says, at Quarters, he says, big fan of your Twitter work at Andrew Bogut, but this is not one of your best. Was not aware I was tweeting for your approval, Quarters. You fucking dickhead. Yeah, Jesus. Look, just maybe I should set this record straight. I might have a bias. I don't follow cricket. More AFL, NRL, and NBL, the better. Look, it's just simple, mate. And so, oh, this digger, Luke Foley, he says, well, if you don't follow cricket, then we'll tweet about it. Andrew, what's going on is huge news. Way bigger than any NRL or NBL story. Maybe only the AFL is just as relevant. Just saying. Well, I'll tell you what. Who make people sook. Nice one. Oh, this guy says, Lucas Avramov, he says, big fan of Andrew Bogut on Twitter. Doesn't take shit and loves going fishing and getting a nibble. True that. Hashtag keep going. Wait, what else is Twitter for? You'd think as much crap as I cop on here for my own opinions. I could have some fun, yeah? Nice one. Nice one. It's pretty funny. Oh, see, even this dickhead Dennis Napthine, he says, does Premier Daniel Andrews believe Steve Smith should step down as Australian cricket captain for blatant cheating? Haha. See, this is worthy. Oh, my God. Jesus. You just don't get it, do you? I just don't believe that you people can be so silly sometimes. Oh, this guy, Marcus DeVake, he says, go count your money. I better retweet that one. Cut me deep. That insult did. laughing emoji. What a dickhead. Oh, nice one. This is pretty funny. So what else have we got? Oh, you've got savings, bro. Hope it doesn't run out. What are you talking about at Dave Vuga, you dickhead? Common champ. I'm an athlete. My savings were gone years ago. Hashtag Ferrari. Hashtag Rolex. Hashtag bottle service. You fucking dickhead. Oh, Jesus. Oh, anyway. So what else is going on? I don't know, mate. So maybe this one. Here we go. So this guy actually gets it. Adam Howard. He says, Andrew Bogut never said that the cheating happened because of the media. He said he only wants good news. He only said would like anyone to report any other news because this story is going to be flogged to death. Read and comprehend what he wrote instead of trying to twist it. Ding, ding, ding. Thumbs up emoji. Good job, Bogut. That's a good one. All right, and this dickhead, here we go. Oh, jeez, I just got to tell you. Look, I'm just going to say this one. Tuesday's leading news story. Australian cricket team have disgraced the nation. We have no other news to add to that besides the fact that it's Tuesday and we are still disgraced. We will endeavour to chase any of them through a hotel lobby shortly. If not there, the airport. You fucking dickheads. I'm just sick of this fucking story already, mate. Oh, anyway, so this is pretty funny. Look. And I have to send out my big tweet and say, look, that this is, I want to thank everybody for the outpouring of nice words that they said to this. I basically tweeted out my statement about I have not returned to the NBA for the remainder of this season because I returned to Australia in February for the death of my grandfather. And on top of that, my wife's pregnancy with our second child has been diagnosed as a high-risk pregnancy. So I will not travel back to the USA. I will stay in Australia throughout the pregnancy rather than play in the NBA. This is a decision that I reached in the air for the last few months, but I decided being home and around as much as possible during this period was the best for my family. I better tweet this out. I've written it up on my notes app. Just writing it up now. And I better tweet it out. There we go. So thank you all for your very nice responses. It's very good. It's very nice to be back here in Australia. I like seeing all the very nice playgrounds. I like tweeting about the traffic in the southeastern suburbs, mate. It is fucking bullshit. How am I also meant to get my Commodore fucking fanging down Brighton Beach? It's fucking bullshit, mate. All right, so thank you for all your kind words and thoughts and prayers. I've been Andrew Bogut, and I'll be back next week with Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter.